Tiger!
Order, order.
Parliament resumes after a fortnight's adjournment on Tuesday, only to adjourn again for the rest of the day after debating a motion mourning the death of the Labour member for the Māori seat of Akaroa Rāwhiti, Parakura Horomia. Adjournments following the death of sitting members and former Prime Ministers are rare. The last was 26 years ago, almost to the day, following the death on April the 25th, 1987, of Bruce Townsend, National's MP for Kaimai. As Parakura Horomia was an electorate MP, his death creates a vacancy to be filled after a by-election. That could take somewhere between 2 and 3 months. Meanwhile, Labour's tally in the House will be down by 1 to 33, and the opposition's total to 59. Had David Clark's Mondayisation bill not already passed by 61 votes to 60, the vote cast with the opposition parties by United Futures' Peter Dunn would have resulted in a draw, stopping the bill in its tracks. Peter Dunn's vote was also critical in enabling another member's bill to get as far as a select committee, which heard submissions on it this week, as Rhys Lyon reports.
The Local Government and Environment Committee met in Whakatane to hear submissions on the resource management, restricted duration of certain discharge and coastal permits amendment. The bill concerns a river in the Bay of Plenty and was introduced to the House by Green MP Catherine Delahunty. In the bill's first reading debate, Ms. Delahunty gave some background to the issue her bill seeks to address.
In 1954, the Parliament passed the Tasman Pulp and Paper Company Enabling Act. This act facilitated Sir James Fletcher's company to use the Tarawera River as the drain next to the Tasman Pulp and Paper Mills at Kawiro. Overnight, a sparkling body of water, a whakapapa, a water resource and a fisheries was turned black. The Enabling Act was the end of the farmers' water supply on that adjacent plain. The Pākehā farmers were given alternative water supply and the Māori farmers were not. From the outset, those tangata whenua were lied to by Fletcher Challenge, who promised them jobs and a clean river forever. Neither promise was fulfilled for the blacklisted whānau who dared to stand up to Fletcher's and for the river that turned black. From that day, some staunch tangata whenua stood up and challenged whether they worked at the mill or not, and many mill workers have stood in this struggle. From that upper river, which is a sparkling and beautiful dynamic river, it was home then and is home now to many fish, to many fishers, to recreation, and to people who live alongside it. But the lower river was renamed that day and still is the Black Drain.
Ms. Delahunty said the point of her bill was to clean the river up by banning industrial discharge into it. But on the other side of the House and speaking against the bill was Conservation Minister Nick Smith.
I am quite uncomfortable with bills in the area of resource management that specifically focus on a single resource issue. I have heard the Green Party and others in this Parliament over the years say that we should be very cautious of passing a bill to simply ride roughshod over process and approve a particular development, and equally so, the Parliament should be cautious of passing a law that is specifically designed to just do a particular job on a particular river. We have an Environment Court and very robust processes for that.
Nick Smith questioned how much support the bill had.
It's my information that the local Kawerau Council, which is the locally elected community representative voice, does not support it. And my understanding is nor does the Bay of Plenty Regional Council support it.
And with the Resource Management Restricted Duration of Certain Discharge and Coastal Permits Amendment Bill passing its first reading by 61 votes to 60, this week's Select Committee meeting in Whakatane gave MPs a chance to hear local perspectives from both sides of the debate. Of almost 150 submissions on the bill, 21 were heard in person on Thursday. The Local Government and Environment Committee is due to report the bill back to the House by August 14.
That report from Rhys Lyon. Now to the Deputy Leader of the House, Anne Tolley, for a preview of the Government's plans for the week ahead, altered now by the loss of Tuesday for debate on legislation in the Chamber.
When the House resumes on Tuesday the 7th of May, the Government will look to progress the Legal Assistance Amendment Bill, the Education Amendment Bill, the Land Transport Management Amendment Bill, and the Prisoners and Victims Claims Continuation and Reform Amendment Bill.
Deputy Leader of the House, Ann Tolley. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.